Systems work. People fail. Welcome to InsureMark's Advisor Mentorship Podcast with Vice President Jeremy Hauser, where we share proven systems and processes for the 21st century advisor. Today, it's essential that advisors find a way to differentiate themselves from the competition. Learn how to elevate your game and accomplish incredible feats as Jeremy teaches you how to build a more successful and sustainable business while realizing a better work-life balance is not only possible, but achievable.
If you change the way you think, you will change your world. Welcome to this week's episode of the Advisor Mentorship Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Hauser, and our guest is a mindset expert, motivational speaker, and author of the book, Leverage Your Mindset, Overcome Limiting Beliefs, and Amplify Your Life. He works with Fortune 500 and 100 companies, sales teams, leaders, sports teams, with the goal to teach them how to turn their best intentions into their greatest accomplishments. Our guest today is a retread. He was actually our episode 14 back in the day for the Advisor Mentorship Podcast. Our guest today is Ricky Kalman. How are we doing today, Ricky?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am good. I'm doing good. I'm very honored, excited to have you on. A lot has changed over the years. I think we had you on, call it a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. Actually, Facebook told me it was about 2 years ago this month. So I think this is a thing for us. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for having me back.
Yeah. No, looking forward to this episode. And so in your experience, so I know it has been quite a while since the last time we chatted. The world's different. So 2 years later, we're in 2024. So you do a lot of speaking engagements, and some of the things that I've seen on social media and what you've promoted a lot of in the past couple of months is a lot about talking about to really specifically sales teams and when you go out and give some motivational speeches. So since our last conversation 2 years ago, what do you think is the biggest change today as sales leaders continue to prosper?
Well, that's a great question. Jeremy, you know, you're right. Everything's changed. I think people started to realize that it's not the status quo. It's not the norm. And I think that when it comes to the advisor's space, there's a lot of choices, and people, you know, it's like the dentist or, you know, the mechanic. We have a lot. You pull outside your neighborhood and there's a lot of people to choose from for services. And especially in your field, when it comes to if you want to go into the world of sales or if you want to go into the world of advisors, like you, who you're speaking to right now, I'm sure, you know, what makes them different, you know, and people are starting to realize they need to be different at what they do. They need to be a better version of themselves daily. They need to create walking billboards of success. And what I mean by that is clients being your greatest asset to telling people about you. You know, that's the best way to get referrals and to build business and build a repertoire of clients is when other people brag about you. And I think that is a key factor. And I, when it comes down to what I do is I help people, whether they're a leader or an individual salesperson, get out of their own way and become a better version of themselves. So people talk about them and say, I got a guy for you. I have a woman for you. I got a team for you. And hey, that's who you should talk to.
No, it's really spot on. And, you know, we just came back from, we do an event every year, Founders Club Experience. We were out in Nashville, some of our top producers. So just around the room, just as we were having conversations, these successful people, so they start to hit a level of success and then everybody's hungry for growth. And you talk about mindset, and that's really where this one specifically about a couple of weeks ago, we were in Nashville. That was the number one theme, everybody just realizing and more of that man in the mirror, woman in the mirror, looking at themselves of, I just got to get out of my own way. So, I mean, you've been busy. I mean, actually, I've seen a lot of your stuff lately on LinkedIn. I think you've done some TV appearances. I think you're with like Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon. You had, I've seen you with some of the past former sports teams like the Bengals and others. So what's all new with you here over the last 2 years as we catch up?
Everything is new for me. Every day I wake up, I was like, okay, bring it. Let's go. What are we going to do today? Yeah, it's interesting. Most of my work now is twofold. It's doing my comedy show where everything started that bleeds into a motivational program for self-care. So it, for the listeners, if you don't know, you know what I where I started, I'm going to give you a little quick commercial. Is that I created a very unique comedy show for corporate events. Yes, I'm a hypnotist. If you're Googling me right now, I created a show that was engaging, entertaining, and created a wow experience. But it has a hidden agenda. It has a hidden agenda because it validates this powerful space between our ears, and that is our mindset. And when it when you start to talk about mindset, and when you talk about successful individuals, I guarantee you most successful individuals will say the word mindset within the first minute of your conversation about how did you do it? How did you actually get to where you are today? Mm-hmm. And somewhere a mindset story comes from that. So when you ask me what's new, I'm creating new content on a regular basis to help teams. As you know, I do a lot in the financial space. Our good friend is the Annexus Group. I have been working with Annexus for 2.5 years. I've probably done over 20 events for them. And Ron Schertz has been a great supporter of what I do because he actually saw me do my show and he actually heard the vision of what I do on the self-care side. He goes, Ricky, I want you to come and talk to, you know, talk to our groups. And it's been a great experience. And so that's spun off to, I get a lot of other, you know, people in the advisory space reach out to me on a regular basis, other clients that we've built up over the last several years. So quite busy in the financial and insurance space these days.
And so, and with that, so a lot in the financial space, you speak to a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of sales teams also. So client experience, I want to get back to that here in a little bit because that's a huge focus for a lot of advisors looking to really organically grow their business. So that could be opportunity for some advisors. But when you go out and you meet other individuals and you do some of these speaking engagements, what do you see as in 2024? What's the biggest opportunity for some of those leaders in the sales space for 2024?
I do see a trend. I see a trend, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're running a team of people, whether it's in sales or it's customer service or whatever industry you're in. I think the trend is that people are reaching for different ways to tap into their potential. And I think that what I'm seeing is people are realizing there's no limit to that potential. You know, has anybody ever said to you, Jeremy, or I'm sure if you're listening or watching right now, I want you to reach your full potential. What's that? You know, when you say, I want you to reach your full potential, what do you do when you're there? Are you done? Are you finished? So what I'm saying is there is no limit on potential and that you have to get outside your comfort zone and you have to release yourself from the familiar and embrace the unfamiliar. Meaning you have to challenge yourself. And I'm not saying, hey, listen, you have to close the big deal every single day. If you close a lot of deals every single day, you are building a bank. It's even the small changes. It's the small things that you do every single day that actually can build up to a huge accomplishment. So I think when you say a trend, I think the trend is that people are realizing they have to really step back and assess where they are daily. It's not the once a year convention or it's the once every so often I'll set a New Year's resolution. You set a New Year's resolution, that's an excuse to fail before you even start because you're putting a date on when to start something. If you have a great intention, if you're listening right now, if there's one small little thing you thought of today that you go, boy, I'd like to do this. I'd like to call this client. I'd like to be a better whatever. Don't put off what you should be doing at this very moment. And I'm not here to just stand on a soapbox and cheerlead you and, you know, get you all, you know, all excited. I want to get you excited all the time. And that comes from the individual. Because you could listen to this and this might set the tone. But what are you going to do tomorrow, the next day, and the next day?
And really it's the habits, right? So just got to start doing it. I know there's a lot of things that you've started to put in place to help some leaders do that, especially on the growth side of things. But I asked you this question on the last time we recorded and love to hear your answer today. So what does mindset mean to you, Ricky? When you just think of the word, what does the word mindset mean to you?
Well, I'm curious what my answer was then, but don't tell me yet. Mindset to me, because I think every individual has a different perception of what that is going to fuel. For me at this very moment, mindset means to me, make a difference. Make a difference. Make a difference in my reality. So mindset, where is my mindset? What's my present moment? But the difference is, what am I going to do different to recreate a different path? And that could be just when I, at the end of the day, and I'm checking out and I'm going to go be with my family. How do I reset and redirect so I don't bring my professional life to my personal life? And maybe at 9 o'clock in the morning, if I just had a deep in conversation with a significant other and it's maybe put me in a different mood, but now I have a client call, mindset then tells me how to make a difference in my reality so I can make a difference in somebody else's life.
And pretty spot on. So not much has changed from your previous response to it. And the motto, so what we talked about as we opened it up, as you know, the first sentence for this episode was, if you change the way you think, you will change your world. So that's your motto. Got mm-hmm. that from you. I think on the first episode, you mentioned that to me, and that's always stuck. Something to think about, making your world your reality. I think many advisors who listen to this, and there's a lot of people out there, maybe not just in this space, but others as well, they struggle with time management. Coming across distractions, technology nowadays, everything's at your fingertips. So what are some tips for advisors to really just help out? You mentioned personal life, professional, merging the two. So how, what are some tips for advisors to be more present nowadays?
Lean in, because here it is. Here's the good stuff here. And don't dismiss the simplicity of what I'm about to tell you. You have to give yourself a personal audit. Because if you're telling me that a lot of advisors have, you know, they're challenged with, you know, time management, or they're being distracted. And if you're telling me that if they're poor with their time management and they're not allocating, or they're overextending themselves or spreading themselves too thin, and they're complaining about it or telling you what their obstacle is, well, then they haven't fixed it. They're just repeating the same thing over and over again. You mentioned habits. We create habits, and then we assume the habit drives us. We drive the habit. We put the habit there. So if you have an issue with time management, if you have an issue with, you know, client engagement, then whatever you're doing, it's not working for you. It might have at one point. I mean, that's why you're in the position that you're in. And I'm just going to be blunt with you. I'm not here to offend you or be too direct or, you know, put somebody off here. But at the end of the day, if you're doing something wrong, or if you're not doing it enough, or you're not making enough money, or if you're not working hard enough, and you're telling me, you know, this is what my biggest obstacle is, then fix it. Because you're just repeating the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. Let's find a different solution to the challenge you have. It's not a problem. You notice I hesitated to make sure that I said the challenge. A challenge is an opportunity. A challenge is an opportunity to make a change. A problem, boy, that sounds a little overwhelming to me. It sounds like a complaint.
Yeah, and I think that's where also changing words, changing the way people have different perspective. I think with the amount of times that you go out and you speak to different, and it's not just financial industry. I mean, you speak to multiple other industries. So how are successful entrepreneurs, how are they becoming better leaders? Is there anything specific that you can point to? Or I know some of my advisors have started to add on additional advisors to the team. They're starting to staff up. They're delegating some of their tasks elsewhere. So what are some tips as advisors are looking to grow? What are the best of the best out there that you're talking to? What are some tips of the best leaders you're around?
When I've talked to employees, and I do on a regular basis, I ask them, what makes a great leader, or do you think your leader is a great leader? And if they can be candid with me, and I won't ever use their name if they want to really be candid, the one thing that comes up is when they tell me that the person they admire, that leader, exemplifies greatness, exemplifies communication skills, and wanting to listen and hear and ask the right questions. And then you dive deeper into that conversation and you really sum it up by saying these leaders lead within first and then lead others to make better leaders. Okay. Now, I'm not trying to be cliche here, but mm-hmm. if your leader is stressed out, overwhelmed, it hits the panic button, it's hard to confront, hard to talk to, hard to collaborate with. They're not a leader, right? So the ones that really become more successful understand the mindset of being conscious of their awareness, being conscious of a conversation, being aware of being unaware at times. It sounds a little strange, but you know, how often are we unaware of being unaware? Meaning our unconscious thoughts guide us into patterns and habits that maybe work for us or against us. So I think a great leader, if you're running a team of people, whether it's five people or 5,000, understands how to lead themselves first. Because if a leader comes to me and says, I'm stressed out, I'm overwhelmed, I'm nervous, I got a lot on my plate, I'm confronted with all these things and these goals, and they're really consuming, then my response is, you're right. And if you don't solve that stress that you have first, everybody else is going to be stressed out. So let's start with you. And one of the things I'm going to tell you, and you asked me to give advice and some, you know, things that people can use. Step back. Step back and maybe stop and hit the pause button during your day, whether it's morning, afternoon, midday, before a meeting, or even after a meeting. Hit the pause button and assess where you are and where you want to go. You don't have to be critical. You don't have to be, you know, to yourself, but you can be a little analytical. And you can step back and realize what's going to work for you. Maybe it's just the being more calm, being more directed, be a better listener, maybe be innovative of how to do things a little bit differently. Jeremy, you mentioned earlier about habits. Every habit we have is because we've repeated it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how often do we repeat to make sure that we're doing the right things versus the unconscious habits that rule our world? Most of us live our lives in the programming between our ears. That programming sometimes can be corrupted by whatever. Don't take it personally. Just fix it. Hmm. Fix your programming. Update new software.
And that is probably one of the most impactful things the last time we chatted about how life is like a controller. And you have your remote control, especially in between the ears, that you were talking to us about. And I think, and I mentioned it earlier, the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, we talk a lot about that in order to drive success. It really just comes down to them personally, just looking at themselves and figuring mm-hmm. out what is best for not just them, but their team as well. They lead by example. So for those that are not aware, so I believe you actually launched an app recently too, right? So not only habits are tough, especially if you've been doing something a certain way for decades now, I think your app helps with that. So do you mind sharing a little bit about your current app? I think sure. It's the Ricky Kalman app, right?
It is. You can go to your app store, whether you're a Google device or Android, or whether you're iOS, meaning Apple. You can go to your app store mm-hmm. and search the title, Ricky Kalman. It's all, all in one package, Ricky Kalman. Just search that title, download it today, create an account, and I'll show you how to leverage that space between your ears. What's in there? Well, you know, there's a lot of content, because whether you're an athlete, whether you're a salesperson in the advisory business, whether you're a student or just want to be healthier and happier, most of what we do on a regular day basis is a programming. It's the habits and patterns. We've talked about that. Well, you know, if you don't change that programming, it's going to stay the same way and it's going to keep repeating the same mistakes. Well, Ricky, how do I change the programming? Well, one is it's really simple. You got to step back and clear your mind from all the other junk that's going on. You know, on our computers, we have stuff that gets filed to the junk folder, you know, for our mail, and we just delete it. Sometimes the software needs to be updated to work and make it work better. But starts in my world of, let's learn how to relax and calm our mind so we can focus on that one simple thing. So the basis of the app is a meditation, relaxation, content-driven app. Once you've mastered that, then you focus on what you want to work on, whether it's self-confidence, overcoming challenges, weight loss, golf, whatever it may be. you probably already know how to do those things better. And I mean, yes, eating healthier. We all know we should be eating healthier to lose weight. It's not rocket science here. Just eat less, move more. I mean, it's really not that hard. And when it comes to customer service or sales, be a better solution provider, be a more content-driven person, be the expert, learn your industry, navigate the uncharted territory of the changes going on in the world. I mean, as an advisor, and I know I keep talking about, but as an advisor, there's so many things you cannot control. You can't control the market. You can't control the changes of regulation, but you can control how you perceive and you react to the environment you're in. And when you control that narrative and you are calm and more steadfast and more driven and more confident in what you do, people are going to want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So if you tell yourself in that state of mind, that becomes your new programming. So I know I detoured a little bit, but yes, if you download my app, yes, I'm going to talk about relaxation and sleeping better and clearing your mind, but I want to help you engrave these thoughts. So if you're saying, yeah, I agree with Ricky, it makes common sense. How often are you saying that to yourself? How often are you agreeing with thoughts that guide you? And when you do that, that becomes your unconscious programming that happens without you thinking about it. So during the app, we dive into all these different topics. Mm. And again, just search the title, Ricky Kalman. Download it today.
And I'm just curious. I'm still now in for you. So simple, but so good. Eat less, move more. It's got to be, what do you find? Because I feel like there's so many things you said there that to dissect it, the thought of healthier habits, right? Healthier habits means just you're fueling your body as if we were a car. It's just better fuel. Therefore, the output should be better. So do you find a lot of people dive into more of the healthier side? What do you think the when it comes to what people are really trying to adjust here for 2024? All of them, but what would be one specifically if somebody were to download the app and they want to go look at something for them, what would be probably the first place you would see usually your people check out?
Well, I'm the creator of the app. I know the algorithms. I know the analytics. Yep. I know everything goes on every single day. We check numbers. We look at everything. We want to know what everybody's doing. So I have that answer for you. Number one thing that people use the most and they kind of overlap is sleep and stress. Wow. It's going to be around. Everybody has issues with stress, but it's the ones that cope and manage it on a regular basis, understand how to overcome it, are the ones that you don't see it on their face. They know how to decompartmentalize it and put it in the corner of the room when it walks in. So number one, I would say is stress and sleep. And when you hear somebody go, I feel awesome, I'm less stressed, I had the best night's sleep, you want some of that, right? Everybody does. And if you're doing it all the time, you're really good at it. I mean, people ask me all the time, which is really silly that they even ask me, how do you sleep, Ricky? I go, what do you think the answer is? I'm a hypnotist. If I'm not sleeping well, there is something wrong. I need to find something else to do. My family laughs at me. I can fall asleep within 10 seconds. I say goodnight and I'm gone. I'm out like a light. So that's probably the number one program that I teach people on in the app. Number two program is health, meaning weight loss, exercise. Mm-hmm. Number three is business. Those are the three right in that order is usually what people do. Business, what do I talk about? Sales, confidence, self-esteem. We've already covered some of these, overcoming challenges, overall belief in yourself, get rid of fears, preconceived outcomes that haven't even happened that rule our world. You know, these are all part of business. You know, I'll give you an example. It's very typical for us to say things like, you know, I don't think I could ever be as successful as so-and-so. You know, they're always hitting numbers. I don't think I can hit those kind of numbers. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You're probably right. If you just said it, you believe it. People look at me when I'm saying that to them because they almost think I'm being sarcastic. I'm not. I'm being truthful. You just said something. And if you say something, your brain registers that information and believes you. And when you say it, it believes it. It wants to win based on your belief. It wants to win to fail if that outcome is a failure. Mm. It's kind of like, you know, if a child falls off a bike, and we're trying to teach a child how to ride a bike, what do we say as adults? As adults, we say, get back on. You got this. I'm here for you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you get hurt. You know, adults will say that with confidence and belief to a child to be the motivator, to be the inspiration, to be the mentor. But adults forget to speak to themselves the same way at times in life. I have a fear of public speaking, Ricky. I get nervous. Well, you're right. You've already just told me that. Find something else to do now because you've already accomplished that. Now, if you really want to tackle that thought process, let's change the way you think about it. Let's get your programming different. Let's get your attitude about change and growth different and get out of your comfort zone.
I love that. And that's where, and it's good to have the reminders and have an accountability. People can be committed. I mean, that's the other thing, being committed to change. And so I do love the fact that it's an app that can tell you, I just downloaded it. So I'll be new to the Ricky Kalman app as well too. And I believe we have a promo code, right? So there's
Before we start recording this, says, Jeremy, I'm going to give you something. Here's what we're going to do. You download the app today, create an account, put your name, your email, create a password, but then it's going to say client code. And for your listeners, I'm going to do something. I'm going to give all your listeners 1 month free using this client code. It's the client code is AMP, A-M-P, all capital letters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again, all capital letters, AMP. That'll unlock the subscription part of the app for free. Yes, there are some free tools and techniques. You don't need to purchase anything. But if you want to dive deeper in, this resonates with you, if you're going, yeah, I get it. I understand it. Maybe I can learn something from it, because I guarantee you there's people in your audience right now going, it sounds great, but you know what? I'm pretty high strung. This stuff doesn't work for me. Well, this is all I do, folks. And I've shown professional athletes that are 5 times larger than me that could squash me by putting their finger on my head. I've shown professionals to grow their business because they just needed to get out of their own way and stop letting the thoughts that hold us back, from potential.
Yeah. Everybody needs last weekend I watched Full Swing. That's the series on Netflix, the golf series that they're doing. And Wyndham Clark, he happens to be a golfer that had a lot of success in college, has not had a lot of success in the PGA, but he ended up hiring a coach. So this was in 2022, I think at the end of 20. So when they recorded it, they ended up showing that in his first 6 months of him hiring the coach, he actually won a couple of majors and has won numerous times just by having that accountability. It was a female coach or a female sports psychologist that he ended up hiring. And everybody needs that. Sometimes just an idea to pop in via email, like your team does a lot of, the app, and it just makes you wired a little different from hearing that aspect. So I highly recommend, if you haven't already done it, download the Ricky Kalman app. Promo code is going to be AMP, capital A-M-P, and check it out for at least the first month. Ricky, as we wrap up, anything, final thoughts, a lot of good wisdom you shared today. So is there anything as we're wrapping up here?
If you're hanging this long in this podcast and I haven't put you to sleep, then you already understand that you're trying to grow your business, trying to grow yourself personally, professionally. I think if people are still listening at this point and we haven't bored them, I think that they are hanging on because they understand. I'm not using that as a sales pitch here, folks. I'm just telling you that you've spent the time you're investing in yourself to learn from Jeremy, learn from his content. I think that you also realize how important it, that we are all students of life. And that if you can get a little snippet out of this, whether it's just a phrase that I said or even that Jeremy teed you up here today to be more active about, I think that you already understand that, you know, you're looking for ways to grow. And I think growing within yourself first will help you in everything you do. Mindset matters. That's my key motto is mindset matters to everything we do.
Mindset matters. Team growth. That's awesome. Thank you very much, Ricky, for your time today. And thank you for the listener for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite listening device so you do not miss out on any upcoming episodes. Make sure to follow us on LinkedIn at Jeremy Hauser. And remember, download the Ricky Kalman app with promo code capital A, capital M, capital P, AMP, and within your app store. And remember, in a world full of betas, be an alpha.
Thank you for listening to the InsureMark Advisor Mentorship Podcast with Vice President Jeremy Hauser. Click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available and connect with Jeremy on LinkedIn to stay up to date. If you would like to request our introduction kit, feel free to check out www.advisormentorship.com and click on Learn More. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of InsureMark. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. Thank you for listening to the InsureMark, the Advisor Mentorship Podcast with InsureMark Vice President Jeremy Hauser.